This is Scientific American's 60 Second Tech. I'm Larry Greenmeyer. Got a minute? Apple's efforts to improve your digital privacy have met with surprisingly strong resistance from companies and agencies that want your info. Seems that confidentiality hampers efforts to track buying habits and bad guys. The controversy revolves mostly around what's called Apple Pay. By employing the newly released payment system, users of the latest iDevices can now buy things without flashing a credit or debit card. Google has offered a similar digital wallet for years, but Apple's version will not collect transaction info or store card numbers on your device. Many retailers have bought into Apple Pay. It promises to be more secure than plastic, and companies such as Staples need all the help they can get when it comes to data security. But other outfits, including retail giants Walmart and Best Buy, have rejected the Apple Pay technology because it prevents them from tracking customer purchasing preferences. They're working on a rival smartphone payment app called Currency. Meanwhile, law enforcement has demonized Apple over iOS 8, which passcode protects photos and other info on the newest iPhones and iPads. Apple doesn't store the passcodes, so it cannot turn them over even if there's a warrant. Google will offer similar device encryption in an upcoming version of Android. Apple exerted its will on the music and publishing industries. We'll see if the company has the clout to now move the needle on privacy. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Tech, I'm Larry Greenmeyer.